You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Sasha Woodruff. Okay, gardeners, how does your garden grow? Have you put everything in the ground? Are you looking at a patch of dirt saying, now what? Turns out there are some things that you can do at this stage in summer to make sure your harvests are as fruitful as possible. Jamie Brennan of Gold Feather Gardens is back with some tips to keep this hobby fun and stress-free. Welcome back, Jamie.
Thanks for having me, Sasha.
So tomatoes should be in the ground right now, hopefully. They do love the heat, but how should we make sure that they're getting the right care to maximize harvest?
Sure. So I talk to a lot of my clients about not just planting and walking away. I do definitely have some tomatoes that are still going in the ground. So if they're not in there yet, it's not too late. I'd get them in this week. But essentially, I do a lot of pruning with my tomatoes, as well as a lot of fertilizing. Those are kind of my two level up things that I tell people to do, rather than just planting them, watering them, and waiting.
Right. And last year, I had a blight of some sort, didn't get a great harvest. I've also talked to a lot of other people who had something similar. Do you know what was going on there? And just for keeping disease away in general, how do you do that?
I would say that the best way to prevent disease in your plants is to really get them as healthy as possible. Your best defense against pests or disease or weird weather is healthy plants. And for a lot of our summer go-tos are tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers. It's healthy soil. So mulching with aged compost, I use a really heavy compost that's more like a conditioner that helps retain moisture in my beds. And I make sure to water mostly in the morning before the sun is on your garden. Watering at night is a way that a lot of diseases and pests can spread. That's usually when they're the most active.
And how are you fertilizing? You mentioned compost. Are you doing anything else to amend the soil?
Yeah. So I tell folks that once they start seeing a lot of change in their plants, whether that's a lot of green growth, a lot of size growth in their plants, or when they start seeing a lot of flowers or a lot of fruit, that's a good indicator that your plants are taking a lot out of the soil and we need to be adding back into it. If you think about going out to your garden to harvest, maybe you do that once a week or every few days, bringing along a bucket of compost is a really great way to just remember to, as you take from your plants, to give back to them. I'll usually use bagged compost, good organic aged compost. And then for my tomatoes, my peppers, all of my fruiting plants, I add a phosphorus-rich fertilizer. There's an organic brand called Down to Earth that I usually buy a bone meal or a rock phosphate, which is the vegan alternative to bone meal. And that I'll basically just sprinkle on to the side base of my plants, kind of near the roots. It's called side dressing. So I'll add maybe a handful of bone meal and a handful of compost once a week to each plant as they're really in that heavy production mode. And that'll usually keep them producing. And then I don't know if you've ever seen blossom end rot on your plants.
Yes.
If
very
you're growing tomatoes.
Yes.
Yeah. And you see the butt end of them being black. Usually means they didn't have enough nutrition to fully produce the fruit. And so just making sure you're adding back into the soil as that plant is producing for you is just a great way to keep that harvest going.
Okay. And you mentioned it's not too late to get tomatoes. I'm assuming peppers, eggplant, cucumbers. Mm-hmm. I love the edibles in my garden, but I know that other people like flowers. What are some good flowers or other plants that could work well right now?
Yeah, I just picked up a bunch of zinnias at North End Nursery yesterday that are looking really nice. They have a lot of annual flowers, like your violas and petunias are still out. And then Edwards is actually having a big sale tomorrow too on annual flowers and vegetables and herbs. So I like to keep kind of going through my garden, see where I have holes, because really covering the soil is what's important in our hot weather. The greener coverage on your soil that you have, the less evaporation you're going to have of water and nutrition. So I'll just go to the nursery and see what they have. If they have it available, it's usually not too late to pop it into the ground.
Okay. Yeah. And also squash is, I think, great for doing the ground covering. Sometimes
and they grow
does it
so
too
quickly.
Well.
Yeah.
No, squash are definitely like instant gratification. So
I know. They're so easy. Yeah.
And then you're like, oh my God, what am I gonna do with all this zucchini?
So
Okay, so not everyone has a huge garden. What do you tell someone who has a really small space but wants to grow a bunch of stuff?
Yes. So I specialize in small space gardens. I live on a 10th of an acre and have about 70 square feet of growing room in our backyard. And I tell people, instead of getting another bed because you ran out of room, try to build deeper. So a lot of these plants that we love are squashes, tomatoes. They need really deep beds for their roots. Tomato roots can be up to 4 feet deep. So I always start my beds, my raised beds, at 2 feet deep. That's usually my go-to. If you don't have a lot of surface area space, go deeper because you can fit a lot more into those beds. And then just continuing to plant as you're harvesting, as you're pruning things back, if you see open soil space, a weed could fly in there and set roots. So you might as well just throw an edible plant in there if you see a space in your soil.
So lots of basil. That's what I decided to do.
I know. I just keep planting basil. I can't get enough.
You never really can have enough basil. No. and just, you know, just lastly, if someone is a new gardener, they want to get started, what's the best advice you could give them?
I would say just keep planting. I run into a lot of people who say, I've just killed so many plants. I don't have any confidence. And honestly, I kill plants all the time. It's just a fact of nature. Not all of them are meant to thrive. And so you learn with every planting, you learn, you know, what works, what doesn't work. And, you know, you're not hurting anybody by planting again. So I would say just keep on planting again, get some more seeds, try some different plants. I also tell folks that if you feel like you missed the boat this spring and summer, we have an awesome fall season. I love to put gardens in the fall. I think it's the best time to put them in. So it's really, there's no wrong time to get set up.
And what kinds of things are you growing in fall and when would that be?
Yeah. So a lot of our farmers actually just started seeding their cabbages, broccoli, cauliflower plants, because they take a long time to get large. And so you're going to start seeing those kinds of plants coming up in nurseries maybe next month. So usually end of July, early August is when we'll start planting for your fall round of kale, lettuces, cabbage, cauliflower, broccoli.
Your brassicas. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, totally. And then you can keep doing carrots and beets throughout the whole season.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Jamie.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we were talking to Jamie Brennan, who owns Goldfeather Gardens in Boise. Thanks for coming on the show. Up next, what to watch on the big and small screen this summer.